Do I say it too much? Do I say I love you too much? What kind of question is that? That is a I don't know. Is it a stupid question? Maybe it is. Maybe I should just not worry about it. But I am. So I'm asking, do I annoy you when I say it? Okay, you're just looking at me now. Maybe I'm having a bit of a wobble. Maybe I'm just a bit anxious and when I'm anxious, I overthink. I overthink and I am overthinking it. So it's just, I say it a lot. I say it all the time and I feel like I'm just repeating myself and no, it's not bad. It's just I worry and I just don't want you to get tired of me saying it. I don't want you to be tired of me saying I love you. How could you ever get tired of that? I love you. I just really, really, really love you. I know that sometimes I can be a bit much when I'm like this, when I am stressed and anxious and thinking, overthinking. And I hate when I'm like this. I hate being like this. I hate that the anxiety just takes hold and I can't break free. I hate it. And I have had it ruin so many things. So many things that I've loved, and I don't want it to ruin this. I've never known anyone like you before, and I mean, of course I haven't, because you are one of a kind, one of a kind, and you're so kind and sweet and loving and beautiful. So beautiful, and I am definitely punching above my weight, and there are so many ands. Have you noticed that? Because I have, and I'm worried about it, because I am just worried. I was doing so well. I was just repeating myself over and over and over. I am repeating myself. It's just, I was doing so well. I was not doing this. I wasn't listening to the doubts or the insidious voice that just always knows what to say to get to me. But I really, really fucked up at work today. I really fucked up. I mean, it wasn't my fault, but it was my mistake. And now I'm just a mess. Now I'm just this mess of anxiety and worry, and I am hating every second of it. Because this isn't lovable. No, it's not. And I keep saying that I love you, and you're gonna get sick of it. You're going to get sick of me. And that's really going to suck. It's going to suck so much because I love you. And I'm not going to cry. I'm not. I'm sort of already crying and I hate it. Oh, I just feel so, I don't know. I feel as if I'm going to ruin everything. And that little insidious voice has just taken that, and it is running, it is racing, and I've never known someone like you before. I've never known someone as sweet and as beautiful, as powerful. Powerful. Okay, I don't mean, I mean you're just so powerful to me, because you make it still and quiet when all I can do is just think, and I don't stop thinking, and then you hold me and suddenly it's still and quiet, and I love it when you hold me. When you're holding me. That wasn't me asking. It's I don't have to ask. See, this is why I love you. And I am so lucky to have you. I'm so bloody lucky. Oh, you're the lucky one, are you? Are you really? This is lucky to you. You mean unlucky, probably. Well, I definitely don't deserve you. So I don't deserve you. I don't deserve you. I don't. You're so you, and I love you. Please, please, please don't get tired of me saying that, because I love saying it. I fell in love with you slowly, and it crept up on me, because I didn't realize, because it was just easy. I was falling in love and I didn't realize it, and then I did realize it, and suddenly, hello panic, hello anxiety, my old friends, not friends, they're not friends, they are really, really not friends, they're unwanted guests. Once I was in love, there was no looking back. I was in love with you. I wanted you. I wanted to wake up next to you, and I wanted to watch you sleep, which is creepy, but also loving, but creepy. And I worried about it, and then I found myself doing it, and it wasn't anything. It was just me watching the person I love sleep. I made you breakfast. I love you. You were a friend, and then more than a friend, and then a best friend, because I fell in love with you before we were best friends. I just didn't know, because I guess I'm slow, or just, how did I not know? How the hell did I not know? Because you are the easiest person to love, and this is exactly what love is meant to be. But I am still me. I'm still me, and I am probably going to fuck this up. I am. I'm going to say that I love you too often. You're going to get sick of it, and I need to shut up. Exactly. Yes, I know. I know. That was cheap. I am just so in love with you. And when I see you, I get excited like it's our first date. And it's not our first date. This is far from that, but I still get so excited. And when you send me a message, I get butterflies, and I know I tell you it 100 times a day, and I'm sorry, but I'm not, because I do. I want this love to never stop. I want it to be with me wherever I go, because I want you there. I want you with me. I feel like I can fly when I'm with you. And I'm scared of flying. I just love you. I just love you so much. But I do this sometimes. I do this sometimes. Anxiety just overwhelms me. It swells and it gets heavy, and suddenly everything is just awful. And I know that's not fun to be around. But you're around it. You're around it because you're here and you're holding me, and I really like that. But I'm just worried. Just so worried. I just love you. And I just need you to hold me. I need you to hold me, because when you hold me, I can breathe. And when I breathe, I just love you. I love you. Please, please, please don't let go. Please. I need you to not let go. You have no intent. Limpet mode. Engage. Limpet mode. That's really cheesy. I don't even know. I just love you. I just love you, and I can just be now. I can just be. You just make it easier. You just make it easier, and I can do this. I can do this because I have been doing this, and this was just a moment. This was just a moment, and I'm more than my worst moments. I'm more, right? I just wanted you to say it. I know I am. It's just when the emotion is so heavy, and my head is racing with thoughts, and my stomach is, I can taste the fear. It's like acid reflux. It's not pleasant. You try and choke it down, but it comes back up. And then you choke on it, and you're gasping for breath, and this doesn't mean that I just love you so much. And the fact that you're here for me, that you're holding me, that you're putting up with me. I know. It's just, it feels like it sometimes. I just love you, and you love me, and I've never had that. I've never let myself have that, and I don't want to ruin it, and I'm not going to ruin it, because this is just a bad moment. It will get better. It will pass, and you're not going anywhere, because you're a limpet. And you've engaged limpet mode. And sorry, just I'm laughing and also crying, and it's a bad mix. It's a very bad mix. I love you. I love you. Please, please don't let go. Need you. I just need you. You're not going anywhere. Because you're a limpet. Because you love me. Could you say that again? No, I will never get tired. Okay, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. And you're right. You're right. I never will get sick of you saying it, so you won't get sick of me saying it. So that voice can go and sod off voice, because I'm loved and I love, and you are just an unwanted person, and I love you. I love you, not the anxiety. I don't like that. But I am better than that. Thank you. And I love you. And guess what? Yes, I love you. Would you hold me for a while? I mean, if you're busy, I should just stop and just please hold me. Please just don't let go. I love you. I really do.